And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Agent Derek Meister, Geek at the Geek Squad with me. You can follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. Derek, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill.
I love that you love being outdoors. Matter of fact, before we get to this tech, tell me about the Maple Highlands Trail. You were riding it over the weekend, huh?
Yeah, this is a trail in the Geauga Park District system that goes from Chardon down to Middlefield. So it's about 20-plus miles each way. It's a great little multi-purpose trail. They've got a bunch of parks that feed into it, so you can get on pretty much anywhere, walk, ride, jog, whatever you want. And there's a lot of these actually around Northeast Ohio. We have some of some really great park systems, Lake Metro Parks, Cleveland Metro Parks, Geauga, and as well as things like the Ohio and Erie Canal towpath. Lots of great things that you can get out there, get out as much as you want. I'm one of those people who I can't necessarily ride fast on a bike, but I can definitely do far. So it's definitely something to get out and just enjoy a good weekend, especially when we had some really great weather this weekend.
Got some nice covered bridges and great scenery. Good for you. Now, Derek's with me this morning on tech because we're talking about cycling and some safe ways to add some tech to the cycle, which also adds to the experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, these are things for if you're going to be out and about, just little things that will like to make life a little bit easier if you are going to be, whether it's that 5 mile bike ride or you're going to be out doing 30 miles like I did this weekend. Great, perfect little example on there. You know, most of us are going to bring our smartphone with us. The worst thing you can do is have that in your pocket and be trying to get out when you're looking for directions.
Right.
Want to change the music that you're listening to, or if you're using a fitness app, there's a ton of apps out there that'll actually track your cycling path and rate and that sort of thing. Great thing is that you can get a bunch of different universal phone mounts. These just literally clamp right onto your handlebars, make it really easy to use your phone. Most of them are pretty inexpensive, easy to attach. So they'll even usually come with just one of those little Allen wrenches. And again, it's just a really great way to kind of make your phone handy, but also not in your way.
Have that phone right in front of you as you're riding. You can look down, follow the trail, that sort of thing. There's another thing. This is a smart idea. The Apple AirTags are really popular, and there's a bike saddle you can get with the AirTag holder there too, right?
Yeah, there's a couple of different options out there in terms of ways to use your AirTags with your devices, with the things you own. There are some people will hide the AirTags. They'll literally super glue them straight to their bike. This is from a company called Laut, L-A-U-T, bike saddle holder. This just clamps right in underneath your bike saddle, puts that AirPod in there, kind of secures it in. Again, just a great way to be able to check on your bike. Also, if you, it is one of those things that if you have friends or family that you do share your AirTag location with, it's a way for people to actually keep track of where you're actually at, as well as you keeping track of where your bike is.
Smart idea. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad with me. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012, loves cycling. So a few tech tips on cycling, some things to keep you safe and enjoy and have even more fun. Okay, there's, trying to communicate, and while you're cycling, there's a new headphone here that you seem to like too, right?
Yeah, the Aftershocks is a company that pretty much makes these what they call bone-conducting headphones. So this is old military tech now for consumers. This is great for joggers, hikers, cyclists, anybody who just needs to be able to listen to podcasts or music while they're out, but also wants to be aware of what's going on. What this does is it just kind of fits around the back of your head, just like normal headphones. But instead of going into your ears, it has these little pads that press against your head just in front of your ears, leaves your ears completely free and open. And it uses a sound. It conducts it straight through those bones around your ears so you can actually hear it. But then you have just that full and open awareness of everything going on around you. Just really great. They make a couple different ones for different means. They even have ones for people that need to do a little bit more communicating with a little boom mic on it. All of them, you can use them for handless talking on the phone as well, though. So just really great while you're out.
And much safer than having something in your ear where you can't hear and you need to when you're out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that actually just brings up one other little thing that you may consider, something that I actually had to do while I was out on the trail this weekend, which is probably a good idea to bring a, with all this tech, a good idea to bring one of those little portable battery chargers for your phone.
Good point.
The worst thing is when you're like me, getting about 5 miles from the end of the trail, and you start seeing that battery going down. So just bring one of those little portable chargers. That way you can make sure all your tech is keeping up with you on the road.
Good tips. Love it. Agent Derek Meister, Geek of the Geek Squad. Follow him on Twitter, Agent3012. Enjoy your next trip out on the cycle with these little tips here that Derek's got, these little gadgets and ideas. A safer trip, too. Derek, thanks, pal. Appreciate it.
Thank you.